Next morning, we were moved along to the left about a mile. And there we held the line for 3 and 4 days. We were moved out on the night of the 5th, back to Albert. Now, Albert, that was a ruined town, although it wasn't flattened by this time. And in the church, on the church tower, there was a leaning effigy of the Virgin Mary. And that lay on the top of that tower, and the legend was that when that fell down, the war was going to end. But that was only a legend. And we moved back into Albert. On the night of the 6th, we were moved up to the front line, and there we received our orders. We were going to have a go for the village of Auvilliers, and we were the third lot to have a go at it. This was on the morning of the 7th of July. Our objective was the 250 yards away. We had to go, every man had a sandbag with 20 Mills bombs in it, and each Mills bomb weighs 2 pounds, so there was 40 pounds of weight. We had 2 extra bandoliers of 50 rounds, in addition to our 150 rounds in our pouches. And every alternate man had a shovel or a pick. The bombardment started at, about 8 o'clock. And, the bombardment started at 4:15, and at 8:15 we were to go over. The 4 hours bombardment. As soon as the bombardment started, the Germans' retaliation came. And for 4 hours we had to sit there and take 4 hours of everything he slung at us. We lost 25% of our men before we went over. I was in the second wave. My platoon officer was in the first wave. He took 2 sections over and I followed with the... I was a full sergeant by now. I followed with the other 2 sections. The first wave went over, and as soon as they had gone, I gave the order advance, up the ladders, over the top. The first wave, when I got through our wire, were down, 2 machine guns played on them, and they were all absolutely wiped out. Everybody was either killed or wounded. We went through, we got to halfway across, and then the 2 machine guns found us, and they traversed. They played on us like spraying with a hose. At the finish, I was the only man standing. Well, I'm not one of those heroes who want to take the German army on my own, so I went to earth. I got down behind the lip of a big shell hole. And then I looked in to see where these machine guns were. I couldn't see them, but there was a German in the trench about 100 yards away, and he was standing up on his parapet and flinging bombs. So I shot him. The machine gun crew spotted me, and they opened up on me. I ducked my head down, and I'm behind the lip of this shell hole, and the dirt was spraying down the back of my neck. You bastard. Then he thought he'd got me, and he played his machine gun somewhere else. I put my head up again to see if I could, he spotted my head. Back came the machine gun, down I had to go, and I stopped down there for about a quarter of an hour. By this time, the machine guns had stopped, and I took one convulsive leap over into the shell, and there were 7 wounded men there. Well, we bound them up, bound one another up, and we stopped all day. And at night time, when it was dusk, I brought them back to our own line. Now, although we paid the penalty, we'd taken the machine gun fire, those two machine guns, but that we'd taken the fire, but the companies on our right had got through and they took over theirs. Our company went into the line 193 strong on the night of the 6th. And on the night of the 7th, there was 18 of us, fit men.